TikTok on 5:40 minutes. Nope. 20 minutes before 8 o'clock. Sorry, can't read the time today. It's just one of those things. Also, the date is a problem. Something that I am good at, though, is listening to lyrics and picking things up that I didn't know about particular artists. The more you listen to a song, the more you pick things up and you're like, what do they say over here? I must be honest, like, there were a few of these actually TikTok songs and I was just like, oh, what a waste of listening. Well, it's just a fad. It's just like a quick, you know, like a bubblegum track in and out. And then the more I listen to some of them, I'm just like, okay, well, so Best Friend is one of those with Doja Cat. It's not like a super TikTok song, but like the more I listen to it and each verse, I'm just like, okay, no, this one's good. This one I like. I like this one. We asked you for your Connect songs. You can send them in now if you just woke it up and you're like, what's going on? 0825505151. Song when you realized something about an artist just by listening to the lyrics. It revealed something. I mean, this is definitely not a secret, but we all learned something about Beyonce and Jay-Z's relationship, especially about a Becky with a good hair, yeah? Mm-hmm. Big homie better grow up. Me and my world destroy love. I see them boppers in a corner. They're sneaking out the back door.
Better call Becky with the good hair.
Hexic.
No, hex my legs, bro.
What's the story? Because I genuinely don't know.
What? No.
There's a whole album, Wesley. Like, I suggest you just do some research.
Okay, I will do.
It's a whole album.
Called Lemonade. The whole album.
Oh, is it
yeah.
album?
That's the
okay.
whole album. Yes. Okay.
And
yes,
it's like a visual experience.
Sure.
And she just goes through the motions of grief, anger, apathy, and everything of realizing that her man's been with somebody else.
So hectic. Was he cheating?
Yes.
Was he? We're like years down the line.
No, honestly, I had no idea. I'm being genuine now. I don't know Jay-Z was cheating out here. Because to me, like, why would you cheat on Beyonce?
Exactly. Exactly. Listen to the album. It's worth it.
Okay,
watch what the visual album. Yeah,
Hectic.
Well, now, there you go. Now you've learned something new too. Ada, what's the song that you realized something about an artist?
My song is Amanda Black's Sinazo. The actual title of the song is dedicated to her best friend who passed on at a young age. So I didn't know that about her until I watched like a live performance where she explained the song, so forth and so forth. So yeah, I'm like, oh, that's cool. Wow, I didn't know that. Interesting.
Cool as in good to know more about you, but not cool as in what actually happened.
Cool
yeah.
as in good to know more about you, but super tragic as well.
She's so talented here. So talented.
I love that song. It actually says, I wonder where we would have ended up if you had if you hadn't died. Yeah, it's very deep. It's super deep song. Love it.
That's sad, man.
It is.
Did you realize something about someone, Wes?
Yeah, mine is Callum Scott. No Matter What is the song, because in the song he actually comes out to his parents as being gay. So I went to his concert about a few years ago when he was in South Africa, and I had no idea that he was gay. I thought he was a straight male. And then when he sang the song on stage, just before he started singing, he actually explained to the crowd, and he was actually saying, like, for those who don't know,
now you know.
Now you know.
Uh-huh. And I was sitting there, I was like, oh, okay, I didn't know that.
And what did he say about the track, that it was a song that he...
So he wrote the song at the time that he came out to his parents, and in the lyrics he actually speaks about, or he sings about, you know, him sitting his dad down, him sitting his mom down,
sure.
And they actually said to him that we love you no matter what, and that's why the title is No Matter What.
Oh. I ran home, I saw my mother, it was written on my face, felt like I had a heart of glass about to break. I love you, no.
Oh, very sure. varied in our things, but I like it. Have you learned something about someone, an artist in particular, that you only found out after listening to a song? Let us know. 0825505151. Voice notes only. We'll check them out in the next few.
Cup games have nothing to do with log standings.